And here's the famous verse that everybody knows, everybody's heard, where it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So a lot of people will look at this and they'll say, well, you know, that verse right there says there has to be some change. How do you get some change out of that verse? Well, there should be some change because it says right there, all things are, all is not some. So if that were, just think with me now, if that verse were talking about the way we live our life, then that would be saying you will live sinlessly perfect after you get saved. But guess what? It's not talking about our lifestyle. When it says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. He's talking about the new man, the new creature that God created, which is the spiritual man, the inward man. Let me tell you something. The new man, the inward man, is incapable of sinning. He cannot sin. He can't sin. He's perfect. All things are passed away. All the old things have passed away. Everything's new. The Bible says that the new man is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's the new man, the new Stephen Anderson, incapable of sinning, okay? And I'm going to prove that to you from the Bible. But let me tell you something about the old man. He's incapable of pleasing God. Right. The old man, the old Stephen Anderson 1.0, it is impossible to reform him. No matter how hard you try, you cannot reform the old Stephen Anderson, or, you know, insert your name here. You can't fix the old man. You can't change. The Bible says the carnal mind is enmity with God. It cannot be brought into subjection of the laws of God. The only way that you are going to live a life that is pleasing to God is by putting off the old man and putting on the new man. By walking in the Spirit and not walking in the flesh. It's the only way to please God. You can't just, and that's why people that are not saved and they try to reform themselves, it's not pleasing to God. They cannot, because they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Their spirit's as dead as a doornail. Now let me prove this to you from the Bible, because the Bible teaches this very clearly. Look at 1 John chapter 3 and verse 9. It says in 1 John 3, 9, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Now, go back just a couple pages to 1 John chapter 1, and what does he say in 1 John chapter 1, verse 8? If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So hopefully before you read chapter 3, hopefully you read chapter 1. Because in chapter 1 he admits, hey, look, we all sin. And if we say that we don't have sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And people will say, well, in chapter 3 it's a contradiction because he says, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him and he cannot sin because he's born of God. But listen, that's the new man. The new man is born of God. Listen to me. Your old man, your flesh is not born again. My flesh tonight is not born again. I mean, think about it. When I got saved, did my flesh change? All of a sudden, every blemish on my body disappeared. Every imperfection disappeared, right? I started glowing because, you know, I was born again. My flesh came back like that of a newborn child, like Naaman the Syrian. No, it didn't. Because my flesh is still unsaved. That's why the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 that we are still waiting for the redemption of our body. Amen. Our body has not yet been redeemed. Has our spirit been redeemed? Yeah. The moment that we believed on Jesus Christ, our spirit was saved. Our spirit was born again. Our spirit was redeemed. But wait a minute, the flesh wasn't. The flesh is still the same unregenerate, unsaved, sinful flesh, which is why if you walk in the flesh, you are capable of the same sins that you were capable of before you got saved. And if you walk in the flesh, you're going to act the way you acted before you got saved. And you know what the only difference is going to be? The difference is going to be that God's going to punish you because you're his child now. And the difference is going to be that because the Holy Spirit lives inside you, you're going to have a conscience about it. You're going to have guilt. You know, you talk to people who got saved and then they went out and lived a life of sin after they got saved, and they said there was a lot of guilt. Whenever you talk to people that are saved and out living a wicked life, they are troubled by guilt because they're grieving the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit of God is there grieved, and they know that what they're doing is wrong. And so an unsaved person can enjoy sin more because they don't have the Holy Spirit bugging them, and they don't have God chastening them and so forth.